Parokshana Bhuti 91.
Tatvajnanodiyadhurdhvam prarabdhannaiva vidyate, prarabdhannaiva vidyate, dehadinamasatyatvat, yathasvapno vibhodatah, tatva jnana uriyat, urdhvam, prarabdham na eva vidyate, deha adinam asatyatvat, yatha svapnah vibodhatah.
It was aspirating.
Okay, in the previous verse, if you remember, Shankara is, in a sense, negating what the Shruti, what's been said in the Shastra. What's been said in the Shastra that even after a person has atmajnanam, vijnanam means knows, has self-knowledge, they're not released from the prarabdha. The prarabdha karma doesn't go away. Prarabdha na eva vidyate, it doesn't go away. So then in the second line of that, verse 90, he says, thus, that which is said in the Shruti, that is being negated now. What he means is that the Shruti says that, as we'll see, the Shruti says that from the standpoint of avidya, because when you gain knowledge, when a jnani gains knowledge, the body is still there. The karma still continue. So in the Shastra, somebody will ask, well, if the person gains knowledge, why does the body still continue? You know, if for advaita, non-duality, why does the body still continue? They say, because of the prarabdha. Okay, so that's talking about that from within the standpoint, from within the creation. So now we're going to look at it from a different standpoint. And so, in a sense, the standpoint that we're going to look at it now is more real than the standpoint of looking at it from within mitya. That's why it's so important to understand the different levels that something is being talked on. If you don't understand the levels, the Paramarthika Satyam, the Vyavaharika, the Pratibhasika, you get totally confused. Okay? So here we're going to look at it from a different level. Tetva jnana udayat urdhvam. Urdhvam means after. After the udaya, and it governs the fifth case, so urdhvam, after. Udaya, the rising of tetva jnanam, the knowledge of the truth. So after the udaya, after the rising of self-knowledge, so it means after one gains self-knowledge, tetva jnana udayat urdhvam, prarabdham na eva vidyate, there is no prarabdha. Prarabdham na vidyate, vidyate is like asti, is na eva. Eva is emphasis. After the rise of self-knowledge, there is no prarabdha. Okay? Why?
Vidyate
is vid in the fourth atmane for the na vidyate is not prarabdham na vidyate. Prarabdham na eva vidyate. There is no prarabdha. Why? Deha adinam asatyatvat. Tvat, because of being, right? Because of the asatyatvat. Because of the asatyatva, the unreality of the body, etc. Asatya is mitya. Because of the mityatva of the body, deha, adi, etc. Deha means, what's the etc.? The body, the mind, the sense organs, the ahankara, all of the buddhi, all of the upadis. So because of the non-reality of the upadis, beginning with the body. Adi means beginning with, or etc. So what this says is, after the rise of knowledge, there is no prarabdha. Why? Because of the asatya, the non-reality of the body, etc. Then he gives an example. Yatha, just as, swapnaha, the dream, vibodhataha, genitive, for one who is awake. For one who is waking, for one who is in the waking state, just as the dream for one who is in the waking state.
And that's vibodha?
Vibodha means who is awakened from the dream, right? So yata, just as the swapnaha, the dream, for one who is awake. He's going to elaborate on this. Everybody see it? Tatva jnana uriyat urdvam, after the rise of knowledge, of the knowledge of the truth, prarabdham na eva vidyate, there is no prarabdha. Why? Deha adinam, genitive plural, asatyatvat, because of the unreality of the body, etc. Yatha, just as, swapnaha, dream, for one who is awake. Okay?
That's a good question.
Let's chant this and go on to the next one. Tatvajnanodayat urdhvam Praradhannaiva vidyate Dehadinama satyatvat Yathasvapno vibodhataha Karma janmantariyam yata Praradham iti kirtitam Tattu janmantara bhavat Pumso naivasti karahichat Karma, janma antariyam, yet prarabdham iti kirtitam, tat tu janma antara abhavat pumsaha na eva asti karahichat. This is the first line, is a definition of prarabdha. Tu is kind of a filler, it means whereas, but we won't translate it. That oh, sorry, is the bottom line. Karma, janmantariyam. Karma, which is from another birth, antriyam, another, janma, birth. So karma, which is from another birth, it's a tatpurusha compound. So this becomes, from another birth, becomes a definition of karma. Karma, which is from another birth, janma antariyam, yet, karma, yet which is from another birth, is prarabdham. That karma which is from another birth, that is prarabdham. Iti kirtitam. It is said. Kirti means it is praised or it is sung. Just means it is said. Prarabdham is that karma which is from another birth. Okay? Now, next line. Tattu, whereas that, janma antara abhavat, because of the absence of another birth, tat that, na eva asti, is not. Pumsaha means for a person, genitive singular. Because of the absence of another birth, tad na eva asti is not there for a person, karahichit, at any time. Well, let me just explain this. For a jnani or an ajnani, the fact is the atma is not being born. There's no birth or death for the atma, right? And so in reality, there is no karma. There's not only no prarabdha karma, there's no karma period. There's no sanchitta, no agami, no prarabdha, there's no karma. So in reality, you can't say that the jiva is that there's prarabdha karma, and that's why that the jnani has prarabdha karma, and that's why the jnani remains. Because for the jnani, who is the jnani? The jnani is the atma. The jnani is the one who knows the atma. So just going from a different standpoint, in fact, from within the creation, the reason that there is the prarabdha karma is what causes you to take this birth and the next birth and the next birth. It's always going to be the prarabdha karma. The jnani is the one who's recognized, I am the atma. And so for the atma, where is the prarabdha karma? That's number one. There's no prarabdha karma for the self. Number two is for the jnani, who has recognized, I am the atma, there's going to be no next birth. Right? And so there's not any continuation, even from the standpoint of ajnanam, of taking another birth due to prarabdha karma, because the jnani knows aham atma. And so that cycle of reincarnation ends. But even more more than that, who is the jnani? Is the jnani the one who says, I am the karta bhokta? I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, I am the samsari, I am the one who takes birth after birth. Is that the jnani? Or is the jnani the one whose identity now is the atma? For the jnani, where does the ahankara land?
Yeah.
For the jnani, the ahankara lands in Brahman, the self. Does the self take birth after birth after birth? No. Does the self modify in any way? No. Does the self have prarabdha karma? No. So from the standpoint of the self, for the jnani, who is the atma, everybody's the atma, but the jnani is the one that owns it. For that one, there is no prarabdha karma in the sense of the identity and also the fact that there is no next birth. So where's prarabdha on any level? You see?
Well, when his eye notion lands on the truth of himself, the atma,
mm-hmm.
that's no longer an eye notion, right?
It's not a notion. But the it's not notional, but when we use the ahankara, just like all of the other upadis, the ahankara also remains, but it's dagdabija. It's like a burnt seed.
Oh.
Right? Now the thing is, the truth of the ahankara is known. It's aparoksha. And so that jnana-vritti, that recognition of the self, is always there. When the ahankara is identified with the body, the mind, the sense organs, it's just for vyavahara. It's useful. I'm going to the store. You're not going to say, oh, the body is going to the store, the mind is thinking.
Oh, okay.
The emotions are feeling, the eyes are seeing. We use the aham for that. But you're using it in a secondary sense. It's not like when you say, I'm going to the store, all of a sudden you've become the body. All the while being the Atma, you use the language that's appropriate in Vyavahara, in empirical reality, so you don't become strange. And remember that Vidyaranya talked about that? How the word I is used? It's used in three... It's used in a threefold sense. One is how the Ajnani uses it, where the ahankar is identified with the upadi, with the body, the mind, the sense organs. That's the ajnani. That's samsara uses it in that way. The jnani uses it in two ways. One, when teaching, then the aham is used to point out the nature of yourself as Brahman.
Mm.
When teaching. The other is as dagdabija. In Vyavahara, you use it in the same way as an ajnani uses it, all the while knowing what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Right?
Thank you.
So
that's so nice.
Yeah, it is nice. It was amazing. When I remember Swamiji teaching this, and I was thinking, oh, Vidyaranya even goes into these really enjoyable little details. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm a little slow. I have a question about the translation of the first half of this last line.
Okay.
Could you just do the first half of the line?
That.
Yeah.
Okay. Forget the two. Yeah. Two is just differentiating it, okay?
Okay.
It's differentiating it from the previous verse,
whereas
previous lines.
We have to say whereas.
Because the first line says, that which is prarabdha is that is a karma from a previous birth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's how it's defined, kirtitam. So whereas that prarabdha, right? Because of the absence, abhavat, of another birth, janma antra abhavat, whereas because of the absence of another birth, pumsaha, genitive singular from pumps.
I've got the rest of you.
For a person, there is no, at any time.
Well, in this Vedanta, it's a real challenge to keep your definition straight when you're using your language, you know?
Well, if you know it, it's not, you know. But I think what you're saying is that if the levels aren't understood, it's a problem, and you're going to confuse yourself and others. You've seen that.
Okay.
How are we doing? Okay, good. Let's do another one.
Oh, good.
We'll chant this and then go to the next one. Karma janmantariyam yat. Karma janmantariyam yat. Prarabdham iti kirtitam, prarabdham iti kirtitam, tattu janmantara bhavat, tattu janmantara bhavat, pumso naivasti karahichit, pumso naivasti karahichit, swapnadeho yathadhyastaha, swapnadeho yathadhyastaha, tathayvayam hidehakaha, Tathayvayam hidehakaha adhyasthasya kuto janma adhyasthasya kuto janma janma bhave hi tat kutaha janma bhave hi tat kutaha swapna dehaha yatha adhyasthaha tatha eva ayam hi dehakaha adhyastasya kutaha janma abhave hitat kutaha. Swapna dehaha yatha adhyastaha, that's the first sentence. Swapna dehaha, the dream body. The body in dream. Swapna is dream, deha is body. So swapna deha, the dream body. Okay? Nominative singular. Yatha, just as. Adhyastaha, past passive participle in the nominative singular. Just as the dream body is superimposed. Adhyasta means from adhyasa. Adhyasta is a past passive participle from adhyasa, adhyasa. So just as the dream body is superimposed, tatha, similarly, eva indeed, ayam this, he, emphasis, dehakaha, this very body. So just as the dehaka is like deha, same meaning. Just as the dream body is superimposed, similarly, indeed, ayam hi dehakaha, this very body. He just two emphases, eva and he. He wouldn't probably translate all of that in English. So let's go to the next line. Adhyastasya kutaha. Adhyastasya, for that which is superimposed. Kutaha, indeclinable. How? Janma. We would say like this. How can there be birth for that which is superimposed? How is there janma, birth? How is there birth for that which is superimposed? Adhyastasya is genitive singular. Adhyastasya kutaha janmaha. How is there birth for that which is superimposed? Janma abhave. In the non-existence of birth. So in English we'd probably say, how can there be birth for something that's superimposed? And then janma abhave, locative singular, in the absence of birth. Abhava means non-existence or absence. Janma abhave, in the absence of birth, he definitely, tat putaha, tat stands for the prarabdha. How can there be prarabdha? Tat means that. Kutaha means how. How can there be that? What does the that go back to? The prarabdha, right? Because that's what the discussion is revolving around now. So let me just go over it again. Swapna dehaha yata adhyastaha. Just as the dream body is superimposed, tata eva ayam hi dehakaha. Similarly, this very body is superimposed. Adhyastasya kutaha janma. How can there be birth for that which is superimposed? Or literally, how is there birth for that which is superimposed? Or another translation, how can that which is superimposed have a birth? All are correct. Then, janma abhavehi tat kutaha, in the absence of birth, indeed, emphasis he, tat kutaha, how is there that? How can there be prarabdha? The tat going to the prarabdha. How can there be prarabdha? Right? How can that which is superimposed have a birth? And in the absence of birth, how can there be prarabdha? Yeah. That's literally what it says.
Yeah.
But this analogy, to my mind, these two lines, I don't find this to be such a great analogy, because the dream body is the one that's sort of less real than the waking body.
No, but
and I know.
Oh, go ahead.
It's like a mixed. It's mixed in a sense, because the dream body is less real than the waking body. I mean, just that's what we say. But here it's saying that the Atma doesn't have a birth, so how can the body be superimposed on it? You know what I mean? I mean, I don't think this is such a great example.
Well, let me explain a little bit. In the Mandukya Upanishad, in the Karika, they use the dream drishtanta a lot. Okay? Gaudapada uses it.
Yeah.
And in a sense, it's a perfect drishtanta. You have to remember it's a drishtanta. It's an illustration.
Right.
And if you take the waking state here and the dream state here, in reference to the Atma, both are unreal.
Yeah.
Not one's not more real than the other.
Yeah.
It's just in reference to themselves, to each other, we'd say, as Swamiji says, the waking state is a bigger joke, because it lasts longer.
Mm-hmm.
And the dream state comes out of the waking, from the waker. But from the standpoint of the Atma, both are mitya. Okay? Now, when we look at them on an equal playing field like that, both are equally mitya, we can understand easily that the whole dream is superimposed on the Atma. And that the dream character is superimposed on the Atma. It has no reality. The Atma is not reincarnating, right? And can you really talk about the dream character as having prarabdha? Because it's not real. It's mitya. It doesn't have any being, okay? But so that's the trick. You have to take...
Yeah, you have to take the dream character and the Atma, not the dream character and the waking character.
That's exactly right. And that puts them on an equal playing field. And so when you use the drishtanta, you have to look at it like that.
Well, they're both superimposed, right?
Yeah. The waking, if you take the waking state, then the jiva is superimposed on the Atma. If you take the dream state, the dream character is superimposed on the Atma.
On the dreamer. Yeah.
On the Atma.
On the Atma, yeah.
Yeah. You don't have any problem seeing the mityatva of the dream.
Yeah, that's really clear.
Or the non-reality of the dream character.
Yeah.
It's harder here.
Yeah.
Because this is a bigger joke and we are dreaming, right? So we have to...
It's interesting because I guess I always had that dream drishtanta wrong. Because I always thought that it was showing you
the reality
of the dream character compared to the waker. Mm-hmm. But that isn't it. It's actually the dream character compared to the atma.
Yes, it's looking at, it's taking the whole dream as being a drishtanta of the whole waking.
Right.
And the thing is that we can understand the mityatva of the whole dream. Yeah. It's harder to understand the mityatva of the creation.
Right.
But we're viewing both of them in reference to the atma.
Right, okay.
So I both work in the same way.
Yeah. Both are equally mitya.
Just one is easier to recognize as mitya.
That's right, because the dream comes out of our manas.
And it goes away.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So you can even see. That's why sometimes when I'm doing the dream, I'll say, you know, the Purnamadav, that which comes from this, the sustain from this goes back into this. We can see that so nicely, you know, in reference to the dream.
Mm.
But we have to be able to see that as an illustration for this whole creation.
We're going to get better at that, right?
Every day, every moment.
Yeah.
We're going to chant this one and do one more, okay? Swapna deho yatha dhyastah. Swapna deho yatha dhyastah. Tathai vayam hi dehakah. Tathai vayam hi dehakah. Adhyastasya kito jamma. Adhyastasya kito jamma. Jamma bhave hi tatkutah. Janma bhave hi tatkutah. Upadanam prapanchasya. Upadanam prapanchasya. Mridbhandasya vatatyate. Mridbhandasya vatatyate. Ajnanam chaiva vedantah. Ajnanam chaiva vedantah. Tasmin nashte kva vishvata. Tasmin nashte kva vishvata. Upadanam prapanchasya mrid bandasyeva katyate ajnanam cha eva vedantaha tasmin nashte kwa vishvata. Upadanam is material cause. We say, often we use these two terms, upadana karanam. Karanam means karanam, means cause. Upadana karanam or karanam, either is correct, karanam or karanam. Upadana karanam, the material cause, and nimitta karanam, the efficient cause. So the upadana karanam, material cause. Like the clay is the material cause of the pot. The pot maker is the nimitta karanam, the efficient, okay? The conscious subject, the karta. So the material cause, upadanam, of the prapancha. Prapancha is the word for the creation. Pancha is five, that which has been made fivefold. So prapancha is, it's done well, it's become five, right? Space, air, fire, water, earth. So the prapancha is the manifestation of the creation. The manifestation of Maya takes place in reference to the five elements, subtle and gross. Right, so for the five elements, space, air, fire, water, earth, is a sattva, rajas, and tamas aspect. So that whole thing, subtle and gross, is called the prapancha. So it's a name for the creation, for the universe.
And so the pra means?
Just emphasis, well done. Upadanam prapanchasya, the material cause of the creation. Mrit, clay. Bandasya, genitive singular, pot. It's another word for gutta, for pot. So, Eva, like clay for the pot, like the clay, mrit, of the pot, Eva is like, katyate, is told, is said, passive. The material cause for the creation, like the clay for the pot, is said, now we have to go to the next line, Ajnanam cha eva, is said to be, we would say in English, ignorance, Ajnanam. Ajnanam is maya, Ajnanam cha. The cha is said in the Bhasha to stand for, either if it's not, don't take it as a filler, you take it to be Brahman. Because there's not just Ajnanam by itself. The substratum of Ajnanam or the substratum of Maya is Brahman. So the cha brings in, according to the Bhasha, it brings in Brahman. Ignorance and eva indeed, alone. So you could say the material cause of the creation, like the clay for the pot, is told to be Ajnanam, to be Ajnanam alone. Kajite is passive. But why don't they have Vedanta in the nominative? Hang on just a second. I'll put something up and see if that can be.
Material cause.
When we look at the Maya Upadi, that's all we're talking about.
Yeah.
The Maya Upadi. In the end, there's nothing but Brahman. But that's why they say Brahman plus.
Are they talking about the Maya Upadis being this set of ignorance through Brahman?
Well, if we're just talking about Brahman, this is again in the commentary. We're just talking about Brahman. There's no creation. There's just Satchitananda.
Mm-hmm.
So what allows for the manifestation of names and forms is the Maya Upadi, or what we call Ajnanam or Maya. So Brahman plus this Maya Upadi, which is nothing but Brahman.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like if you take the clay pot, there's nothing there but clay. But then there's the mityatva of the pot, right? So here, there's nothing here but Brahman, but there's the manifestation of infinite nama-rupa, name and form. That requires ajnanam, or the maya upadi. So when they say ajnanam cha, that cha, why is that cha there? Well, it's bringing in Brahman. Otherwise, so that you don't think it's just ajnanam by itself.
So they're using ajnanam as a synonym for maya, really.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. But they're talking about from the standpoint of the jiva. And why they're talking about that is because when the jiva gains knowledge, there is no more jiva jagat ishvara. Right? There's no jiva inside experiencing a creation. There's only Bhagavan.
Mm.
There's only the whole.
Right.
There's only a sentient being.
Right.
You know? We'll get into that. Let me just flip this up for just a second.
Did she translate this whole sentence?
No.
Oh, thank
God. But
actually,
I need to.
Getting out the grammar. Checking the grammar. All right.
It's time out for the dictionary.
Okay. Have some more chai.
Yeah. So, take it easy now.
It's dictionary time out.
What's the door is going? Which door is we going?
Oh, bathroom door?
Do
you want to close it so it doesn't...
There's one door that makes clothes. That's the bathroom door. Wait
until
next week, we'll see.
Yeah,
then
it'll be more
out. Once she gets a little bit more.
You know, when you're shy, you don't get into trouble.
How does that work with you?
We're giving him a good looking today.
I've had about enough.
You walked in for that one. You brought it up.
My mother designed me this way. You know?
Your mother did?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what this is?
What?
I could not figure out the grammar.
Oh.
Because... Do you have Vedanta in your book, in your version? Penny, what you're looking at, is it Vedantaihi?
Yeah, Vedanta's right here.
Vedantas.
It should be Vedantaihi. I can just barely see this here.
Oh.
Vedantaihi.
I see, you know what, there's a mistake in the verse above it, too.
I got a spot. Where?
The last word of the top line in our printout says Deha Kaha.
It should be that, Deha Kaha.
Oh, I thought it was Deha Taha.
No, it should be Deha Kaha.
Oh, okay, okay. I thought I was hearing you say that.
So they ran out of ink up there or something?
Yeah. Oh, wow, I just could not figure that out.
Oh.
Typo. Does everybody see that? It should put two little lines above the ta there.
Yeah.
They don't tie here, and I'll change that.
Wow.
Penny, let me see your Taittiriya, no, your book. Do you have the book there? Taittiriya book?
Well, that's sort of a printing error, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's just a... Oh, I don't want Taittiriya.
It's not even a typo.
Oh, no,
we
have to do this.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget about our definitions.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
We're still okay. That's why, see, in this one, this is one I took it off of. So just a very faint there. Okay, yeah, very faint. Okay. That's why, so of course it's faint on here.
Yeah.
Okay, so now let's look at it again. Now it makes sense. Upadanam prapanchasya, the material cause of the creation, mrid bandhasya eva, like the clay of the pot, kathyate, is told, ajnanam cha eva, to be ignorance and indeed. The and brings in Brahman. Okay? To be ignorance and indeed. Vedantaihi, by the Vedantas. By the Vedantas means by the Upanishads. The end of the Vedas, so the each Upanishad is a Vedanta. Right? So by that's why it's plural. So by the Vedantas, Vedantaihi. Then everybody see that? It is told by the Vedanta, in English, by the Vedantas, to be ajnanam and. And the and brings in Brahman. That's an odd for you probably, but actually it's quite a common convention. This where like a cha will bring in something else. There's a lot of verses like that. This isn't the only one where this happens.
But something that's not named. It's like a pronoun.
Yeah, well, no, cha's not a pronoun.
No, but it seems, because where is Brahman stated in here?
It's not.
So it's only
not
implied.
It's only implied. That's right. Because without that, bringing in Brahman, it doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
Wow. You can't really read these alone. You'll never figure this stuff.
You can read it alone only after you have knowledge.
Okay, can we translate the sentence? It's killing
No, no, in the last part. Okay, so the material cause of the creation is ajnanam and Brahman. But that's told by the Vedanta. Tasmin nashte, when that is destroyed, tasmin is that, locative singular, nashta, when nashte, the past passive participle in the locative, this is called an absolute locative, so grammatically, so when that is destroyed, qua, where, indeclinable, where, vishwata, where's the universe? Vishwata means universe. So I say the same vishwa. Where is the universe? When that ajnanam is destroyed, then where is... Vishwata means the prapancha. It's a synonym. So when that is destroyed, where is the universe? You see, when you're no longer... When the jiva...
That meaning the ignorance.
Yeah. Tat goes back to ajnanam. When the ignorance is destroyed, there's no dvaita like that. There's the manifest knowledge. There's Brahman. There's Ishvara. Right? So it's not like there's a universe... In a God here, a universe, and a jiva, jiva jagadishwara. There's only Bhagavan. There's only Brahman. Okay. So that's what he's saying. Where is the universe when the ajnanam is destroyed? Let's chant it. Upadanam prapanchasya. Upadanam prapanchasya. Mridbhandasyeva kathyate. Mribandasyeva kathyate ajnanam chaiva vedantaihi ajnanam chaiva vedantaihi tasmin nashte kvishvata tasmin nashte kvishvata. Okay.
When you say
four verses, that's good, let's stop there.
When you say there's only Bhagavan, is that the me sense, right?
Or even the manifest creation is the Maya Upadi, is Ishwara.
Yeah.
Right? There's not a Jiva Jagat Ishwara, that Trinity, the Jiva, like the wave in the ocean. We have the wave, and then we have the ocean, and then we have the God of the, you know, all this type of Trinity. That's not there. There's only Ishwara. Accepting the Maya Upadi, there's Ishwara. Going to the truth of the Maya Upadi, there's Brahman. You can say there's only Brahman, or you can say there's only Brahman, and you can say there's only Ishwara.
And the definition of Brahman for me is the sense of presence of me, the sense of me.
The sense of me, that me, mm-hmm. that is the Brahma Swarupa.
Okay.
Let's take a little break and do our vocabulary.